Our call to worship is Psalm 24. The earth is Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him. For he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean depths. Who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God and their Savior. Such people may seek you and worship in your presence, O God of Jacob. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors. Let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, invincible in battle. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors. Let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory.
Good morning, everyone. Would you stand and join in the singing of our opening hymn, This Is My Father's World?
This is my Father's world.
Affirmation of Faith from the United Church of Canada. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the world made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life and in death,
in life beyond death.
God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
Be seated.
We hope you've had a chance to read the bulletin. These are the prayers of our children. And Will will be reading the prayer that are the words from the children.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, and for beautiful rainbows up in the sky. Thank you for dinosaurs, sharks, alligators, and crocodiles. Thank you for cats, chickens, birds, and pretty dresses. Thank you for giving us parents, brothers, and sisters. Thank you for a home and a bed to sleep in. Thank you for always being there through good times and bad. Thank you for the church and baptism. Thank you for loving us and always forgiving us. Thank you for making us special and creating us the way you did. As we gather this Sunday to praise your name, we ask that you be with all the sick people and people who need help. Please be with the soldiers as they protect our country. Please watch over our parents when they travel on long trips for work. We pray that the homeless will have homes and the rich will give to the poor. Please watch over us and keep us safe. We are so happy to be on this planet to serve you. All these things we ask in Jesus' name, who taught his disciples to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will the ushers come forward for the offering? You know, what we do in the offering is not just to give money to the church, to support its work, but the offering is a symbol of offering everything we have to the work of Jesus Christ. And they have offered their talents and gifts today, and we want to thank them for doing that. Let us pray. Precious God, we thank you so much for the way that you have gifted us, for the way you have called us to be your servants in the world, and for the way you empower us with your Holy Spirit to be effective in loving others as you have loved us. Today we offer you these gifts and tithes and ask that you would consecrate them and our lives to the work of ministry in this world, that your kingdom might come on earth even as it is in heaven. Amen.
It's only for a moment you were mine to hold. The plans that heaven has for you will all too soon unfold. So many different prayers I'll pray for all that you might do. But most of all, I want to know you're walking in the truth. And if I never told you, I want you to know that as I watch you grow, I pray that God would fill your heart with dreams, and that faith gives you the courage to dare to do great things. I'm here for you, whatever this life brings. So let my love give you roots and help you find your wings. May passion be the wind that leads you through your days, and may conviction keep you strong, guide you on your way. May there be many moments that make your life so
covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters.
Thank you. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the first day.
God made my little life a little light. Within the world to glow, a little flame burning bright wherever I may go.
Genesis 1:6-8. Then God said, "Let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth." And that is what happened. God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heavens. God called the space sky. And evening passed and morning came, marking the second day.
majesty. You are holy, holy. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy.
Genesis 1:9-13. Then God said, "Let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place, so dry ground may appear." And that is what happened. And God called the dry ground land, and the waters seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant and trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came." And that is what happened. The land produced vegetation, all sorts of seed-bearing plants and trees with seed-bearing fruit. Their seed produced plants and trees of the same kind, and God saw that it was good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the third day.
Then God said, "Let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights in the sky shine down on the earth." And that is what happened. God made two great lights, the larger one to govern the day and the smaller one to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set these lights in the sky to light the earth, to govern the day and night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God said that it was good. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the fourth day.
Stars. It's very hard, oh very hard, to cut a paper star. And so I blink each time I think how many stars there are. I look up high and think, oh my, the stars are bright and fine. But who had time to make them all and get them all to shine?
Genesis 1:20 through 23. Then God said, "Let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that scurries and swarms in the water, and every sort of bird, each producing offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply. Let the fish fill the seas, and let the birds multiply on earth." And the evening passed, and morning came, marking the fifth day.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that
Then God said, let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind. Livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals. And that's what happened. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to produce offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. Then God said, look, I have given you every bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. I have given every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. Everything that has life, and that is what happened. Then God looked all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. An evening passed, and morning came, marking the sixth day.
Genesis 2, 1 through 4. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation. This is the account of the creation of heavens and earth.
Thank you.
Didn't they do a great job? Would you stand and join in our closing hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth?
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Two brief announcements. Number one, those parents who are picking up children, if you would move over into this area, but don't go up on the stage. They're going to dismiss the children one class at a time. Want to make sure we get the right ones with the right people. Secondly, we have a lot going for Vacation Bible School, don't we? But we need lots of people. We only have about half the number we need. And there's a table in the back where you can sign up and use your gifts to help these children. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give children. We think VBS is something nice and, you know, to do. But it was at a Vacation Bible School, my first Vacation Bible School that I ever went to, that I learned, for God so loved me. that he gave his only begotten son. It was my beginning awareness of God's love in my life. And so don't underestimate the power of Vacation Bible School. Let us pray. If you'll join hands. Mighty God, we thank you so much for all the gifts that you've given us. We praise you for the ways that you have equipped us to be effective in this world. And as we leave here today, we ask that you would give us your Holy Spirit to empower us to be effective in all we do so that others might know you love them too. Amen. One more. Today did not happen without a great deal of work. I want to thank everybody on the children's ministry team. This is wonderful. Thank you. God bless.